The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Lord Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And you got Tommy Chinarino there? Mike? It's dead air right now. Well, he's got a mouth. Bring him up. I'm supposed to osmotically climb into his brain and find out what he wants to say? Dead air, 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 dead air. All right. Plug him in. Tommy. Tommy.
Hello. Oh, I didn't know you put me on that quick. Okay. Well, just wanted to remind everybody, anyone that wants to see the free power ambit presentation, we're going to hold another one again tonight at 9:15. I'm getting ready to post the link to connect, and anybody wants to join us, we'll be there. 9:15 after John's show.
That's 9:15 Eastern.
Eastern time, correct.
And how are we doing with this?
We're cranking up to the point where I'm waiting for the other seven customers to do their one-month billing, and then the electricity's going to turn on there for free. So we're almost there.
Okay, so we've already got
power. We got the customers. We got enough customers.
Okay.
It just takes a billing cycle.
Okay, that's not what I was going to say, Tom. We have enough Tom?
Go ahead.
Okay, we got enough customers. We have paid the electric bill here at the network, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's zero that we're going to be paying out of pocket here for this electricity stuff. And how are we going on the other one?
We're working on, I only have 15 customers right now, so we need many more as we can get.
You know, I asked the question last Friday, how much credibility do I carry? And Dan Sutterfield, when he told me, look, people are saying that to the man and woman, they're saying the same thing. Well, this sounds like a deal too good to be true. So ergo, it must not be true. Well, it is. And Tom, you weren't going to bring me crap. You have never given me any kind of anything but good. And so we tell people that there's a way that you can reduce your electricity bill 10, 15, 20%, or maybe even more, you know, without doing anything, just answering a few simple questions. They do the bill comparison. And if it's something, and this is not a lengthy contract, so if you don't like it, say that you sign up with this and you have it for 30 days, you get a billing cycle and you go, well, that's not what I thought it was. You know what? You can cancel it. It's no big deal. You're not trapped into a contract. But here's the thing, Tom. They aren't going to go anywhere because they're going to be saving money.
I agree. I know. It's some of the problem is that some of the people that have wanted to sign up are in states that we don't handle. Some of the people that are in states that we do handle are in co-ops, which we can't get around at the moment. So it's, you know, we've had quite a few people ask, but I've had to, you know, turn down people because I can't help them right now. But I'm going to keep a list, have them by state, and the minute we get those states in, I'll be calling them back. But there's about 30 or 40 people that I've sent emails back to. I don't know where they are. I don't have an email address. I don't have a phone number. I don't have a zip code. You know, zip code helps me a lot because then I can look at the zip code and tell if we can help them. So, you know, like I said, I can't, you know, there's nothing I can do when the people won't respond.
Yeah. And again, folks, the only thing you have to do, I want free power from the Republic Broadcasting Network. That is right below the news rotating banner on republicbroadcasting.org. Your name, your email, a little message in there, and your phone number. You hit the send. Tommy will get it. He'll look at it. He'll call you back. What do you have to lose? 20% of your electric bill?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Send me a zip code with your email. That'll help me. Phone number and a zip code, and that'll really make things easy.
All right. Well, we're trying to help you out here. We're trying to help out the network. We're trying to do some positive things here that everybody benefits from. And there's not enough symbiotic things in this world, folks. And it really feels good being a part of something that's true and correct. So there you have it, Tom. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, good luck with everything, and like I said, I'm not able to do as good as Piazza, but hopefully, eventually, we will.
Well,
so we get enough people, that money will come in every month.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate
it. Good night.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, there's a guy that doesn't come to me with crap. Good stuff. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Hi, I have door A or door B, and they're both good, so you pick what you want to hear tonight.
I don't know. Flip a coin. How am I supposed to know? Oh, you want me to pick a door?
Yeah, A or B is all.
Okay, there's no door number three? I don't get to take Monty's big deal here?
No,
cash payout?
All weekend.
Okay.
No?
Okay, all right. Behind, well, give me what's behind door number two.
Okay, so that's D. Okay, so we're going to go into this real quick, this Vegas shooting. So Prince Salman was at the Tropicana, which Paddock, he was the gun runner for Prince Waleed bin Talal, which he supplied guns to the U.S. and Philippines, and he would stop in Qatar or Abu Dhabi, whatever. So Waleed was trying to do a coup on Salman, and his henchmen were the ones shooting from Mandalay Bay via helicopter, via the floors that Waleed owns, 32, 35. So then there's a helipad on top of the on top of that hotel, the Mandalay. So I'm not 100% sure, but either they took out Paddock or he was the guy that took via the helicopter off the helipad, and I'm still trying to find this out, the gunman out. Okay? So, Willie guys were also on the ground, and 14 Saudi princes and businessmen and military got arrested. Do you remember hearing about that?
Yes.
Okay, and then there was that photo everybody made fun of trumpets and Melania, Prince Salman, his dad, who I knew, I was over there, I took care of him. Anyway, that globe issue was the green light when they all put their hands on that. That's how they got arrested, all of those princes and businessmen and military. Okay, and then they threw them into the Ritz-Carlton on mattresses on the floor in Riyadh. And then, because the media's clueless, but all those princes and all those people now we know are Waleed's tied to the Podestas, which are the, you know, pedophile rings, which is also, we know that Podesta's brothers were getting $140,000 per month to lobby Congress from Waleed. And we also know that the Awan brothers, which are the SES kids, are also tied in with a Waleed. And that was huge. That's something Trump did with the cooperation. So there's a lot going on. And door A, I'll have to do another day because you got other callers. But there's some really good stuff going on that I don't know it.
What I find fascinating about this is that the FBI was in on this deal as well. And we have not.
Absolutely. They always are.
Yeah, no kidding. I just thank you for saying that because I was just about to. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We all have a great night.
Thank you, Roxanne. Ty in Austin. Hello, Ty.
Hey, good evening, John. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
John, been listening to you for a while, and I'm glad to hear your energy is very optimistic.
Well, cautious now. Put the prefix in there. Cautiously optimistic.
Well, I think you're the only other guy that my wife would say is grouchier than me on a regular basis.
And thank God I'm not married to her. Don't tell her I said that.
I won't.
Okay.
So, this front sight thing, I don't think most people understand how far you've gone to, and I don't understand. I can't even imagine being the fly on the wall to have scored the offering that you got to get that membership level at front sight, but it's commendable, my friend. I hail to you here from a little north of Buda here in Manchaca, just about 40 miles south of you. And I know from Central Texas to try to get quality training, at a minimum, you're going to spend $2,000 at a minimum for two people.
Yep.
And that's if you already have your equipment.
Yep.
You're not renting guns, buying ammo, you're just rolling in and paying for the class. So to be able to secure for life any class you want from this facility, now there may be some better places out there that you can train, and that's not the point. You can go to this place for $500 for the rest of your life, and there's no strings attached.
Yeah.
And you get a hat, and you get your name on the rock, and you get exclusive in and out, you know. So,
well, and not
only that, thank you. You'll be getting for sure. Unless you close it down before I can get in, you'll be getting, $1,000 from my wife and I, and I'm trying to get some of the sheeple that I love and that, you know, work and live around me to join in as well.
Well,
Austin, it's a $200 flight from Austin round trip.
There you go. There you go. And Ty, you know, the beauty of this is that I have been warning people. And again, sometimes I think people just turn me on for background noise unless something ear-splitting or earth-shattering is going on. They only half listen, and I understand. Human nature. But did they hear that this is a lifetime membership? Did they hear that because you know how to load your gun, maybe you know how to clean it, but can you break the damn thing down with your eyes closed? Can you put yourself in a situation where it's going to demand every bit of expert training that you receive, not to knee-jerk, not to panic, not to shake, but to be able to respond to whatever threat and take care of it. Psychologically, that is worth its weight in gold. That's worth more than 25 grand to me right there. What's your life worth? And that's what we're talking about here, is the training that you will receive that will put you, and honestly, folks, it will put you right up there with the best of the marksmen's out there. These people.
Well, John, you've had the training. You've had it. I could hear it in your voice.
No, I have not. No, you don't.
No, not from front sight.
Oh, no, not from front sight.
You've had training in general.
Ooh, yes, brother. I'm just as calm as a cucumber.
Exactly.
I don't give a damn what comes because I know how I need to respond to it. And years ago, Ty, just a short story here. I got my international diver's license, and I had just gotten out of the hospital. I had to rehab a knee. I had it rebuilt. I was off from General Motors. I was on workman's comp. I couldn't work with it, but I could go swimming in a pool. I got checked out up in Michigan, did my pre-dive stuff there, went down to the Cayman Islands, and got certified. You have to go open water to get certified. Now, They told us that the one sure thing that will kill you, diving is a wonderful experience, but the one thing that will surely kill you is panic. Now, I kid you not, I was down almost 100 feet, and I went to take a breath, and there was nothing there. What it was discovered later was that it was a faulty valve, an indicator on that tank that read it was full. It was not full. It gave me enough breath to get down 100 feet, and I was out of air. Now, I could have popped up to the surface like a cork, got the bends, had to have been taken to some hospital on some life flight. Maybe I would have survived, maybe I wouldn't have. But you know what I did when I ran out of air at 100 feet? I remembered what the instructor said, and it went off in my brain just like it was encoded. And I remember the diving instructor saying that when you if you run out of air, something happens. You've got a few breaths. Do not panic. You got to go up to the 30-foot mark. Hang there as long as you can to get as rid of as much nitrogen in your blood as you can. And at the last moment, that's when you surface. That message drilled into my head saved my life. Because I can remember the thought. I can remember to this day. I was leaning up against a big head of coral, and I went to take a breath, and there was nothing there. And I looked around. My dive instructor is about 20 yards away from me. My dive partner was supposed to stay with me, kind of wandered off, was looking at nurse sharks under a rock someplace. So there I am looking around, looking up at the surface, and I'm going, I'm not going to die today. And I followed exactly what they said, and the rest, as they say, is history.
So, oh, that's an awesome story. And I think the key to that is drilled into your head.
Yes.
And your commercial that you've put on, the recent one, where you go through the list of 10, 15 things of do you answer yes or no,
yeah,
brilliant. It's brilliant. And what people, I don't think, get is standing up on a square range with nothing under pressure at your own leisure and about 15 range rules, so you can't do anything but just plink. That is not going to get you ready, folks.
No, it is not.
That is not going to get it done. And John is offering you something that, goodness gracious, I mean, it's an unbelievable thing, and I appreciate you. I'll leave you with this. Hopefully I can get some time to call in and talk to you again, and I'll get off the horn this time. But I would love to hear where your head's at with some of what I think is some freedom coming in our culture from blockchain technology.
All right.
Maybe another call another day. Thanks,
all right,
John.
Thanks, Ty. By the way, folks, we haven't gotten around to it yet, Steve. Bitcoin? Looks like it came from the NSA.
Yeah. Yeah. I read that article. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I believe it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And what a wonderful thing. Isn't that great? You know, about how many people, what is Bitcoin at today? About 7,000? It hit, what, 18,000, 19,000 people just couldn't, they were just gushing. Well, that's fine. If they bought it at 10 or 12, whatever. But guess what? It's down to 7 now, and it's projected it may go to 0 before it goes back up. And a lot of people didn't get it. They didn't understand. You know, and what was driving Bitcoin? How was this thing making money? Well, it was, I hate to say this, but it was a pyramid scheme.
Exactly.
You know, how do lotteries, how does the mega lottery get up to $500 million? Well, it's not the mega lottery people that put the money in there. It's you that puts the money in there and then gives you the wonderful odds of 300 million to one that you're going to hit it. Well, somebody's got to win, don't they? Well, yeah, somebody always does. But that's where that money comes from, because people are throwing it in. Same damn thing with Bitcoin. Oh, the value is going up, 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 because everybody was going, oh, we could make some money off of this. But it's still nothing. It is still backed by nothing. And I don't give a damn if the corner drugstore takes my Bitcoin or not. It's still based on absolutely nothing. I rest my case. Maybe. I've been waiting for you to bring that up, Steve Aquinarino.
You were on a roll there, John. It could stop you.
Oh, yes, you can. It's opening up your mouth.
All right.
And I will not walk over the top of you. 800-313-9443. More when we get back.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. By the way, in-school suspension coordinator counselor at Bridgeport, Connecticut High School has been arrested after threatening to execute every white man he can get his hands on. Folks, Warren Harding High School's Carl Lemon was taken into custody Wednesday on charges of second-degree threat and breach of the peace. According to NBC4 in New York, the police report states a teacher heard Lemon say he couldn't wait for the Panthers to give the okay and a revolution begins, so he could carry out his threat. The teacher said Lemon had made similar statements in the past. During Lemon's arrest, the school was put on lockdown for approximately 10 minutes. Police noted the counselor was pacing around his desk and repeatedly and openly enclosing a desk drawer which contained a kitchen knife. The Connecticut Post reports Lemon had also stomped on an American flag in a classroom, exclaiming, "This is what I think about it." In addition, Harding's principal discovered an anonymous student note in her school mailbox which said Lemon talks about shooting whites a lot. He watches radical stuff during the class. I'm scared he'll do something. He's crazy. The official police report indicates the note also said Lemon disrespects students and that he doesn't like the school's principal and will take them out. Now, this is somebody that's operating in a public fool system. And this guy, he's an ignick. He's an ignorant Negro. But there he is in one of our high schools. Rather than teaching the things that kids need to be taught, he's standing in there talking about killing Whitey. Really? God.
He's mentally unstable. No. Obviously, you know, something went berserk in his brain.
Ron, that would be an easy explanation. This man's not nuts.
You don't think so?
No. I think he's virulent. I think he's angry. I think he's confused. And I think he's been fed the Kool-Aid. I think he's drank the Kool-Aid.
Well, he's talking of whites in general, not specific whites. That's why I would say there's something wrong with him.
Now, was he dismissed, John? Was he dismissed?
He was arrested.
Okay.
He was carted out of the school in cuffs.
Okay, well, that's why I just hope he's not back behind the podium teaching kids because, yeah, he's crazy.
Well, and how many times have you guys, heard me say, you parents out there, why are you not paying attention to what your kid is doing in this public fool system?
Yeah.
You know, and when I say it's one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto to use this as a transmission belt for propaganda, I give you Mr. Lemon. He doesn't like people. Is it a mental illness, Ron, if you don't like yourself?
He's antisocial.
He's achieved some kind of acumen in his life, but he's using that destructively.
Yeah, well, he focuses on whites as being the cause of all the problems in society.
Well, and do you think maybe, Ron, that his attitude would have been different if he had listened to this network?
Oh, absolutely, it would have been.
You know,
he would have had a voice to speak from on this network.
And rather than coming from a hateful place, to understand exactly what's been done, what's continuing to be done. And, you know, I will give Abraham Springsteen this, that a house divided cannot stand. And that's what this is all about. It's about division, pitting one against the other. Most of this stuff has been handled especially through the quote-unquote white supremacists and the white separatists and the white this and the neo-Nazi that. Most of this stuff is run right out of the intelligence agencies of this government.
John, can you love others when you don't find value in your own life?
Let me put it to you this way. I can't say that I want to go around loving everybody, but I'll tell you what the second best thing to love is, and that's respect.
Right. I agree. Yeah.
Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, gentlemen, and thank you very much for taking my call. I got to tell you something, John. You've been pushing this front site, and the Piazza family, I heard about them 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And although I do not live in Vegas or plan on flying to Vegas anytime soon, I plan on signing up 3 weeks from now. Okay. So if you can hold on to that,
well, it's June 2nd. You do the monthly math there.
I can afford it by then, and I'm looking forward to it and signing up. And I don't know what else to say. And something else for Steve. My mother is doing fantastic. She's almost
great.
Four weeks into her new hip, and good. She's moving around better than she ever did.
Excellent. Good to hear. Good to hear.
Gosh, too much. Hang on, Jerry. I my head's going to split apart. I want one more piece of good news.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams. And is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to be.
Oh yeah, Jerry, I'm glad you're going to be taking this course, because you're one of these guys that, was thinking ahead and was prepared. You even sent me a little gift bag. Is Jerry still here?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I didn't know if you still were. Just checking. So you enjoy this membership to FrontSight. It will pay off dividends like you would never imagine.
I can imagine, John, and you were looking for one more term of excitement. I'll give you two. Yesterday was my mother's 94th birthday, and the other one, is next a week from tomorrow. Make sure you make a donation from me for $400, okay?
Okay, a week from tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Second Tuesday of every month, $400.
As my mama used to say, and she never did tell me what it was, but God bless your little teddy hole anyhow.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I don't know what it means.
I don't either.
But I'll be honest with you. You gentlemen have a great evening and a great future, okay?
All righty. You too, Jer.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jer.
Now, here's a guy that didn't run to a little bedroom community down God's waiting room. He's right there in a mix in Chicago.
Ooh.
To have an attitude such as his and live in the middle of that cesspool, phew, that's saying something, brother. Just kidding, Steve.
Got it.
Is this Wyoming? Wyoming. Hello, Wyoming. Come in, Wyoming.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I was just giving you a call to tell you that I bought a front sight deal for my son.
Good.
To use, you know, because I'm an old sucker now, so I wouldn't live long enough to be able to enjoy it all, you know. And so I'm excited for him for that, and he is too. And that guy, Dan, is one of the greatest guys to get on the phone with. He is absolutely fantastic, helpful. And I would encourage people to do this. And then I had heard, I think I heard it on Tim Spence's dad. Matter of fact, Front Sight is thinking about two new locations,
yes.
One possibly in Texas,
yep.
Or in Florida.
Hey, there you go. Florida.
So,
we need one down here. Yep.
You know, that'd be great for other people that wouldn't have to travel so far if they did it.
Well,
here's
the other thing, Rich. I want to slide this in there. You know, they shut down Front Sight in August, September, and I think they reopen in October. And the reason they do that, it's just too damned hot out in Vegas in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
So one in Florida. I mean, what do all the snowbirds do in the wintertime? They all flock to Florida. Well, wouldn't that be great if there was a Front Sight down there as well? And if they build these other two facilities out and they keep pushing for membership, they've already trained 1 million people that I would consider to be experts in firearms. I'd like to see 2-3 million. I'd like to see 5 million. I would like to see people so damn comfortable with firearms, they even forget they have them until the time that they need them and they can do with them exactly what is intended. And for you, my friend, to stay alive.
There you go. I agree. Now, it isn't that they're going to do two more. So what I heard was one more, and it was either Texas or Florida that they were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then, like, they broke ground to build this new, what do you want to call it, like a lodge or something that, you know, the members, you know, like the lifetime members can stay in for free. It don't cost you a nickel.
Yes.
It's supposed to be completed probably in about 18 months.
Yep.
But in the meantime, you can go down. If you've got a camper or something, you can go down there and park on their site in your camper and use the facilities.
And the best thing about this is, Rich, that these are people that are top-notch instructors. You can't... I mean, I'd much rather take instruction from a special forces guy that has been there, done that, and is out there helping the uninitiated public, knowing full well of what they're capable of doing, and then step-by-step guiding them along the way to be the most proficient that they can possibly be. Because at the bottom of all this is the psychological thing that people must overcome when the time is there, just like me not drowning 100 feet under the ocean. Don't panic. You know what to do.
Yes, sir. I know. I did a lot of scuba diving back on the East Coast for many, many years, so I know what you're talking about on that. Well, anyways, John, I don't want to hold you up.
Thank you.
But I just hope that people get encouraged to do this. We'll talk to you guys later. Take care.
Thanks a bunch. I appreciate
it. Bye.
And I guess at this point, gentlemen, I guess I should put out Dan Sutterfield's numbers.
Yep, might be a good idea.
Yeah, both with the area code of 573. Copy this down. Dan R. Sutterfield. 573-762-2356. His cell number, 573-465-2356. And isn't that something in today's world, something too good to believe that it's true, but it turns out that it is? God, that unto itself to me is worth $25,000. God. Mikey, my screen went away again. I don't know what the hell you're doing here. Get off of the Windows Explorer. No! Ted in New York. Who? Ken in New York. I'm sorry. Almost called you Ted, Ken.
Ken? This is a John and Steve show tonight. You're Ronless.
No, he's here. No, Ron's here. He's just being rather subdued. I think he's been napping on us.
He's playing with the spinner.
Hey, you
right, Ron? Yes.
Ron,
yes.
Do you actually have a spinner?
Yeah, he does.
Yes, I do. Well, actually, Steve gave me a spinner.
And?
And every time there's a point in the show that I find interesting, I stop spinning it.
Well, can you, Ron, hear this? Do you recognize this sound?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do.
He also gave me one as well.
Yeah, I see that.
It's one of these love-hate relationships. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get one of Mike, too. Mike, the producer's got one, too.
Yeah, I know. I got the green one. He's got the red one. At any rate, Ken, what's on your mind?
Okay. I have a question about this teacher. I suppose nobody said anything about medication yet, have they?
No, but it seems to me that, I don't know, this guy is just one of these confused people, and he's full of hate. Have you noticed something? What I find most fascinating about this? Have you heard Whitey running around the streets saying we should kill all the blacks? Have you heard any? I'm very proud.
Not this one.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the militias out there. I'm very proud of the white people that know what's going on. And they're not out there advocating that we shoot the people that want to shoot us. You know why? Because they have this little thing that's been kind of bred into them. It's called culture. We're dealing with a culturally deficient. People that think that they're on the short end of life's stick. And that they're due something that they do not deserve because they have not worked for it.
I have enough other things and hobbies to keep me busy, so I'm not thinking about killing my fellow man on a dime.
There you go.
Do you think that maybe if you're predisposed towards something, that the medication acts like an amplifier to it? Maybe Steve can answer that.
Good question. You're predisposed.
Maybe these people are selected.
If you're predisposed, you have a family history of mental illness, I could see that you're already predisposed and some medication, an adverse reaction would be something that augments and makes maybe a little bit more exploits that flaw that in your DNA.
I could
see that be a possibility.
What if we got a person that's just seething and hateful to begin with, and they're given something that alters their perceptions, do you think that might be a petri dish to really grow rage?
Yeah. I'd like to see also his family upbringing, too, you know. A lot of the stuff is kind of passed on, you know. Ron, you could probably, answer something like that. Abuse carries on to a child, and the child becomes abusive also.
It does unless you recognize it.
Right.
Unless you recognize it as you grow up, it does.
Right.
It.
Right.
I have to just say, I come from very abusive parents, and I remember yelling at the height of my lungs at my 2-year-old girl for spilling milk, and my wife looked at me and said, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
I said, "Well, she spilled milk." She says, "Well, children do that, And it was having that thought raised in my mind that corrected my positioning.
Right. Well, I was referring to the child growing up. see, as an adult, you can recognize those things and catch yourself and change your behavior. But as a child growing up, if all they ever see is hate, 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 well, they're going to probably be a hateful teenager or a hateful adult. You know, John, you mentioned this here, and this was a good example where the Baker Act could come in. And they could actually could take this guy, if he had weapons, take his weapons, but take him to a hospital for psychiatric evaluation. Big time, the Baker Act would actually fit this scenario really well, this guy coming out and saying, shooting whites.
But,
so take him in.
But yeah. If he has some aberrant behavior and they need to calm him down, what do you think they're going to do to this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
They give him the SSRIs.
Yeah, well, he just might hate white people.
Maybe they can go back to ECT therapy, the old shock therapy.
Well, if you don't like white people, don't get in front of a classroom.
Teach at an all-black college.
There you go. Or go down to Africa, I hear a lot, the communists need help down there. And you can blend right in, hating whitey. Go kill several thousands of them and go steal their farm. This is about culture. That's why it was so important for me to play that Governor Bevin from Kentucky, that 8-minute piece, because he just nailed it. He says, what's the difference? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. We've still got guns in the home, but what has changed? It's the home itself. What did welfare in this country do to the black family? It destroyed it. Absolutely, Ken. Absolutely destroyed it. Because
I think it may have destroyed a lot of white people as well, not just black.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
I think it just destroys everything that it touches.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Hey, John, was Bevins, is he a Democrat or Republican?
I don't know, and I didn't think to check. I listened to his words. It didn't matter if he was a Democrat or Republican because he spoke the truth.
No, I agree. I'd like to see that maybe somebody on the Democratic side had some common sense and would be able to say it. So I was just curious.
But what you're actually seeing in this country, if you're paying attention to televised politics, we have people now that are Democrats telling Hillary to shut up and go away.
Yes.
We don't need you. And that the more staunch Democrats, the real communists, they've given their best shot here. And it's starting to turn. Politically, it is starting to turn back on them in this country. That's because the other people out there that heretofore were afraid to say anything because they're going to be accused of being a misogynist or a hater or whatever, they finally went, wait a minute here. What was I thinking? Of course I don't agree with this. Yes, I want to see something done about this. And to do it in such a way that Bevins did it, it wasn't hateful, it wasn't insightful, it was just plain spoken fact that other people can hear and say, you know what, I agree with that.
Could I mention one more thing before I go?
No. Yes, of course you can. Of course you can, Ken. Go ahead.
Now I feel really depressed. I think I'm going to have to go running for my medication.
Why is that?
How can somebody become, I've had difficulty learning subjects in my life, and if you have this overwhelming hatred inside of you, how could you ever learn to become a teacher? How could you focus? Was it an affirmative action case or something?
I got a better one for you, Ken. I'll really send you to Mother's Little Helpers on this one. What kind of life do you lead when you have that kind of outlook in life? Forget about what you do, what's your vocation, whatever. How in the hell can you live what is a very precious gift that many people have tried to explain as to how we got here? But we're only dancing on this mortal coil for a few short years. And I kid you not, Ken, somebody sarcastically said to me, well, you know it all. What's the meaning of life? And I just looked at him and smiled, and I thought about it for a second because I'd never got that question before. And I said, just the ability to look around me and appreciate it for all of its grandeur, and just go, wow, look at this. Wow.
Thank you, John. Good night.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate your call. I get it. You guys get it. Ron, I was thinking about you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I watched a documentary on Eric Clapton. And Eric Clapton went through some very dark times in his life, drugs and alcohol. Alcohol damn near destroyed him. Do you know what he had? Abusive parents. And he carried that inside of him. He could not deal with it. It went out to his personal relationships, and it was self-destructive. And the guy finally, with all of his talent, you say Eric Clapton, everybody, he's a great guitar player. What you don't understand is the living hell that he went through during his life. So now what he's doing right now, he's helping other people. And you know what? He still plays damn good music.
I saw that too, John. That was, 12 chords? Something.
Yes,
12 chords?
Yes. Yeah. You saw that?
Yeah, just don't trust him with your wife, though.
Well, yeah, ask George Harrison about that. But again, that's part of the self-destructive behavior now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the greatest offense that a man can do against another man is trying to steal his wife. Yeah. That really bothers me.
I think it's stealing his dog. I disagree with you, John.
Stealing his dog. This comes from a guy that was married for how many years?
37.
37. Yeah. Okay, we'll let that one alone. Let's take the break here. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Man, I'm having too good of a time doing the show today. Gosh.
Hey, let's take James's hour.
Oh. Or just bring him on with us. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Back here, I want to point something out to folks here. Let me find the story here. Mm. Oh. Guess what Lockheed Martin just did? They took out a patent on a nuclear fusion-powered fighter jet. Gentlemen, do you know what fusion power could do for our energy needs in this country?
Eliminate our oil.
Eliminate the oil, eliminate the coal, the gas, and everything else.
Yep.
Wow.
Sure could.
Frankly,
they have it.
Yeah.
They have it, John. They have it.
Well, we also...
You think they do?
Yes. They have technology that would make all this stuff obsolete, but they're going to tax it. They're going to push this oil and everything else they can until it's gone, and then they'll roll out some new technology and tax you on that and milk you on that. No, the technology's there. It's out there.
Yeah. I mean, we had cars. I mean, I got this from Top Gear, where one of the guys, they were supposed to go out. They were only given a tank full of gas, and they had to get a car and go so many hundreds of miles. And one of them picked the, I think it was the J-Series Jaguar with the big engine in it. It was a diesel. And guess what? The damn thing got 50 miles to a gallon of damn diesel. Yeah. We've already seen the Honda, the
CRX.
CRX. That got 50 miles to it. That was a nice little car.
67 miles a gallon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I always err on the side of caution. But
67.
The technology is already out there. So this was a rigged game between the government, the oil companies, the auto manufacturers, and on and on. And yeah. Frank in North Carolina. We're running out of time here. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, everyone. Hi. Obey, everybody.
Okay. Frank?
Winnie Mandela.
Frank?
Yes?
Have you been drinking?
No.
Because I've never heard you this up before. You're scaring me.
Yeah, well, I just figured I'd change my tone a little bit. But Winnie Mandela, you know, I remember when Nelson passed away. I understand his wife passed away. Mm. And I can see all of these cuck statesmen from Western civilization, probably the Bushes, the Bush granddaughters, George W. Bush, probably Trump and his wife and all of his family, they'll all be over there crying over what a great humanitarian Winnie Mandela was.
Yeah.
And there'll be no criticism of her, and I think that really says a lot about the illusion that we live under. And also, I wanted to throw out, I finally got that first name. It's Sidney Gottlieb. I think it's Gottlieb, the black sorcerer. I'm not referring to his race, over MK Ultra. That's a name that a lot of people that are very familiar with MK Ultra have never heard of. Yeah, he was the guy that was over it. Look into his background and who he was.
Well, and you were talking there. You know what the American media is not doing? Reporting on the communist takeover and killing whites by the bushel loads down in South Africa and other parts of Africa and stealing their farms. I mean,
I give Alex Jones a little bit of credit. Alex Jones actually was doing some reports on that.
Well, bless his little Israeli heart. All right. Thanks for your call, Frank. We're out of time. Good to have you back, Ron. Are you feeling better?
Thank you. I'm feeling excellent.
Good deal. We'll keep that going. And Stevie Canarino, thank you for joining us today. And I want to thank all of you being here today. Remember, get your free power RBN. Go to the website, take a look at it, make some inquiries. It'll pleasantly surprise you. And also look into the front site deal. All that information is on our site, republicbroadcasting.org. I don't know if I can handle two happy days in a row. Maybe I'll get back to being grumpy tomorrow.
Hey, John.
Yes.
John, help keep RBN alive till 5.
Till 5. Gotcha.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media.
Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.